April 25. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us, Romans 8:37. The Lord wants us to have a clear glimpse of Himself and of His glory. Most of our troubles are due to this, that we do not see Him or know Him as He is. Whenever we feel discouraged, disappointed and defeated, we can find a sure remedy, turn towards the Lord Jesus and receive a new vision of Him. Christian people throughout the world are conscious of the lack of holiness among themselves. We do not see life and power among God's people. Yet our Lord said, He that believeth on me, the words that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. John 14:12. Again he said, Lo, I am with always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. We read in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today and forever. These verses in God's Word, which are known to almost every Christian, show our God can never fail. But we have failed, therefore we do not receive His power. Our Lord knew beforehand every attack the devil would make upon His people. That is why He had given us words of warning. We should not think that because the enemy is very strong we will be defeated. Our Lord says so plainly, Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world, John 16:33. Only by Him and through Him we can get victory. We need a clear glimpse of Him before we can experience the victorious Christian life. In the book of Revelation we see how we have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ in order to become more than conquerors. The message of this book is a message of complete victory. This victory qualifies us to inherit all things of the new creation and to recover every loss which we have sustained. We do not like to lose anything, nevertheless, it often happens that we do lose something. We lose by negligence, by theft, and by our own forgetfulness. We have a great record of losses. Then imagine somebody comes to you one day and says, Sir, come with me and see all the things you have ever lost. You follow him, and to your great surprise you find everything there that you have lost, and behold, they have all become new. Now would you not feel very, very happy? You would say, Praise the Lord. All my lost things have been recovered. You find the very same message in the book of Revelation. It tells us how every loss right from the day that Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden may be recovered. Mankind has lost everything because of the curse of sin. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to restore to us all that we have lost. Our Lord will perform wonders. He will take our ruined lives, defiled with sin, and mail them perfectly whole.